Recognize. Report.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
What, today, Dom?
What?
Today?
Today.
Yeah, no.
No.
No, no.
We on now?
Are we on?
We're on now.
Okay, fine. Hopefully you text in to play today's £25,000 box game. But if you didn't...
Lines are now closed.
It's too late.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
£25,000 box game, day 7. We will play in about, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes, something like that. Next, anyway, after the news with Dominic Byrne, it's exactly 8 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, £14 billion of investment has been approved by the Chancellor to build the new Sizewell C nuclear plant in Suffolk. Rachel Reeves is due to confirm the funding later. Radio X's Fraser Knight has the details.
We're told that this investment will help to grow the economy, create thousands of new jobs, and secure clean, homegrown energy well into the future. But not everyone is happy. There's one campaign group, Stop Sizewell C, who reckon this could become another HS2. They claim it's guaranteed to be late and over budget, with no final cost for the project yet.
In other news this morning, another 2,000 National Guard troops and 700 Marines are being sent to control protests in Los Angeles. California's governor says he's planning to take legal action against the Trump administration, calling the move reckless. We've been told South American gangs dropping drugs into the sea are a rising threat to the UK. Figures we've seen suggest more than £200 million of cocaine was found last year after being dumped by cartels for British dealers to then pick up. And Eurostars unveiled plans to begin direct services connecting the UK with Germany and Switzerland. It wants to run trains from London St Pancras to Frankfurt and Geneva from the early 2030s.
Sport.
Wales have lost their unbeaten record in World Cup qualifying after a 4-3 defeat to Belgium in Brussels last night. They're now second in Group J. Scotland finished the season with a 4-0 friendly win away to Liechtenstein. Bukayo Saka is expected to make his first start for England since Thomas Tuchel took over as manager. That's tonight's friendly with Senegal. The Arsenal forward missed the March internationals due to injury. He was also unavailable for Saturday's 1-0 World Cup qualifying win in Andorra. Saka's impressed with what he's seen from the new manager so far.
Since I've come into the camp, I guess he's been quite demanding, I'd say, quite intense on the pitch. And off the pitch, he's been more relaxed, nice guy. Let us enjoy ourselves and create a nice environment for all the players to enjoy.
And Northern Ireland have their final friendly before starting World Cup qualifying tonight. They host Iceland. And hello, Northern Ireland.
York.
That's it.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Bit of light rain around in the south of the UK this morning, but then it's going to warm up and get humid. Temperatures are rising to around 23 degrees. By this Thursday or Friday, it's going to be like 27. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Still a chance of rain, though, towards the weekend, John, because I've been looking on the app. I will be in Ilkley on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
At the it's me and Top Loader.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Dancing in the moonlight. Which, by the way, isn't their best song.
No.
Their best song's Top Loader. You're probably going to go Achilles Heel if you're going to go... or Time of My Life, which is brilliant.
Wow.
From the second album, Time of My Life, by the way.
When I was in a band, we rehearsed in the room next to Top Loader. That's my claim to fame.
And the fickle finger of fate pointed down towards one of those rooms and said, these guys are going to make it.
Absolutely.
And they pointed at Top Loader.
They chose the guy with all the hair as opposed to the man with no hair.
Yeah.
What can I do?
Hairist.
Hairist, very hairist.
So I need. Can you find out for me the weather for a Friday night in Ilkley?
And yes,
then obviously Ilkley. Saturday for Cambridge for the Sausage and Cider Festival, because you're coming to it.
I am.
Dominic Byrne's going to be there with old Mavis.
I've looked at the weather for Cambridge already, and it's good. It's about 23 degrees.
You can't start this.
What?
You can't start this Mavis thing.
Dom's wife, old Mavis.
No, I said, a year ago, I said, talking of getting older, because it was her birthday...
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell Ilkley? Sorry, I'm being really thick, aren't I?
I-L-K-L-E-Y.
Okay, fine.
M-O-O-R, Bartat.
What day do you want Ilkley?
Friday night.
Friday night. It's going to be... Ah. Now, if I said warm to you, you'd take that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's but is it going to rain?
It's warm and wet.
Is it going to rain?
25% chance of rain.
At what time?
From 4 o'clock until midnight.
What?
There's thunderstorms about 8-ish, and genuinely, and thunderstorms at 10, 11 and 12.
Oh, stop! I'm on at 9.
No. Oh, no, that's not a thunderstorm, actually. No, just a thunderstorm at 8 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Warm and wet.
Oh, no.
50,
so I'm going to be warm and wet Friday night.
In Ilkley.
You'll need a brolly.
No.
In fact, no, not with lightning.
That's true.
Yeah, don't worry, I'm just stood on a metal stage with a load of electronic equipment.
Oh, that's true. But, you know, weather can be wrong.
Yeah.
That's what I've learned over the years.
Saturday for Cambridge?
Saturday for Cambridge is much nicer, actually. Yeah, that's warm and sunny and absolutely fine.
Biggest thunderstorms of the year on Friday.
Oh, shut up.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuns.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Tuesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle. Sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
If you're outside the United Kingdom and you're listening now, why don't you WhatsApp us a picture of your view? The number is 0330-3333-100. If you're outside the UK, I think you just go +44, drop the first zero.
Yeah.
So it'll be +44 330 33 33 100. Maybe you are in Sydney, Australia. Maybe you're in Melbourne. Maybe you're in Perth. Maybe you're on the Gold Coast. Maybe you're in New Zealand.
Mm.
Which you can get to on a ferry. I've looked at the map and I think it's like 40-minute ferry or something.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's not far, is it?
I found out something fascinating the other day.
About?
Oh, let me finish this. Just remind me to say the fascinating thing.
Okay.
Maybe you're in America. Maybe you're in Canada. Maybe you're in India. Maybe you're in somewhere in Europe. But only if you're outside the UK, send us a photo of your view on WhatsApp. Stick your name in there. Tell us where you are. I love doing this.
Mm-hmm.
It's great because we're worldwide. Mr. Worldwide.
Mm-mm-mm.
I found out something fascinating the other day, and you're either going to go, yeah, well, of course you did. Of course, that's the thing.
Oh.
I can't believe you didn't know that, Chris. Or you're going to go, oh, yeah.
Hmm. Try me.
Right, you ready? But you got Captain Crabbeard's joining us for this.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Captain. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Now, while these messages are coming in,
yes,
I'm going to tell you something that happened the other day. And then you're going to tell me what your reaction is.
Okay.
Now, you're either going to go, yeah, everybody knows this.
Right.
You're an idiot. Or, wow.
I hope it's the former.
So do I. For me. Otherwise, it's very embarrassing. I saw a map. I can't remember where I was, but I saw a map.
A map would help.
A map.
I know. Okay.
Yeah? And whoever I was with, there's an old map. It's been in a shop. Genuinely can't remember where I was.
Hmm.
The person I was with said, that's an American map. But it was a map of the world.
I know what you're going to say.
And I said,
yes.
How do you know that's an American map?
Hmm.
And he said, because America's in the middle.
Yeah.
So James is in, Dom's in, Captain's still with me. And I go, what do you mean? America's in the middle. And he goes, well, have you ever thought about the fact that when you look at a map, so you live in the UK, when you look at the map, you've never thought it's a coincidence that the UK is slap bang in the middle of the map?
Oh, so an atlas. Yeah.
Not an atlas, because an atlas is a circle. If you're looking at a piece of paper of a map of the world.
Mm.
Yeah, an atlas.
No, an atlas is...
That's a globe.
Yeah, all right, get lost. No, that's a theatre. That's Shakespeare.
Yeah.
So, the UK is always in the middle. But that's on maps that we make.
Yes, that's very true.
Yeah.
If you live in America, America's in the middle.
Yes.
If you live in Australia, Australia's in the middle.
Absolutely.
And there are some countries that get miffed because they get pushed to the side.
Yeah. That's the thing with Australia, because Australia's over there for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's over on the right-hand side.
So I've always just thought, and I've, yes, it doesn't make sense, because I live on a cylindrical planet.
Yeah.
Oh, that we live in the middle of the map.
It's very cool.
It's very cool, yeah.
A cylindrical, it's like a cylinder, which is round.
But actually, there's when you look for emojis on your phone, there are different emojis from different angles.
Of the map?
Of the Earth, yeah.
Of Earth?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
See, I didn't know that. Did you know that, Captain?
Yeah, I did know that. I have seen it, Jaunty.
I took a while.
You look at it, you go, well, I didn't know if you meant a map, like a road map.
AA road map.
Well, it'll be a map.
Well, that's a map, and an atlas of...
It's not going to be a road map if the United Kingdom is in the middle of the map.
But a map of the world.
That would be an extensive road map.
Yeah, massive.
That covered every road on Earth.
Every road on the planet.
I mean, you're too young to remember what A to Z's were, but that would be massive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember A to Z's in the back seats of the car.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, I didn't know that. It's blew my mind.
Yeah.
I'm on my own.
But it's the Australia thing. That's the example, I think. When you see Australia in the middle of a map, it's weird.
Yeah.
Because we're tucked away over there, whereas the UK is front and centre for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. It's fascinating, that.
We're the centre of Earth.
We're the centre of things, yeah.
Doesn't that sort of reflect our ego, that we thought we're like, wow, we're in the middle?
Yeah. No, but doesn't it reflect it? Well, I just never thought about it. And by the way, how can you be in the middle of something which is a circle? Unless we live in the core of Earth.
Although we kind of are in the middle, because that's Greenwich Mean Time.
Oh!
That's true.
Oh!
We're zero. We're not plus zero. Four old.
See? The Chris Moyle Show, it's not just fart sound effects. I feel as though I haven't blown as many people's minds as I was hoping to there, and it may be that I was the only one left who didn't know this.
Radio X.
Oops.
Coming up, more music and talking that really puts the rad in radio.
Yeah.
We call back today's player of the £25,000 box to see if they name the correct Radio X artist to unlock it. Plus, friend of the show Boy George is chatting to Chris and the team in the Radio X studio shortly.
Yes.
Welcome to another great Tuesday. Why is it great? Because you're listening to the greatest show in the world, of course.
Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Day 7 of the £25,000 box game next.
Trick, messing with my mind. I wake up, chase down an empty street.
I wasn't leaving, Captain. I wasn't. I'm freezing in
it
here.
It is
today.
Cold today.
It's freezing. We've just been talking. So during that track by Kasabian, which is really short, it's only about 2.5 minutes. I've got to get all the jingles, all the audio ready for the box while somebody's checking the caller and there's stuff going on, and they've got to make sure they've got a song to play next and the adverts are set up, and then all of this, right? And then make sure that all the lines are ready to go, see which, depending on which line it is that we play the game. And I'm doing all of that. And then I stood up and I put my jacket on.
Mm.
And Captain Crapbeard's laughing at me because he thought I was going off for a fag.
You've had enough now. Yeah.
And I'm like, no, it's freezing in here.
But there was 10 seconds of the end of the song and you just...
I was putting my jacket on.
You was dancing, getting your jacket, looked like you were about to leave.
I was having a dance to Kasabian, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm all ready to go. I can dance and do the £25,000 box game.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Welcome to the box. Guess the artist and win £25,000. Guess wrong, and the box remains secure.
Day 7 of the box. I mean, at this stage of the game, it's potluck. I mean, we've had no clues, nothing.
No.
However, if you name the correct Radio X artist that unlocks the box, you will win £25,000. It could have gone on day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5. It didn't. Didn't go yesterday. We're on day 7. Today it could go, because it could go any day. And this is what makes the competition. Even when you get fed up with it, you go, oh, this stupid competition. And they go, I think it's Skunk and Nancy. And you go, oh, it could be Skunk and Nancy.
Good world.
It just when you think you're out.
Mm. Pull it back in.
So we need a caller to play today's game. So let's select a caller.
Selecting caller. Caller selected.
All right, nice and easy. Today's caller is you on line 1.
Hello.
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 Good morning.
Good morning. You're on line 1. What's your name?
Michael.
Michael.
Hey,
oh,
Michael.
My God, it's Michael Kiwanuka.
It's Michael. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Kiwanuka.
Good morning.
Michael, where are you?
I am near Gainsborough.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God's country.
Is that where you live?
On the correct side of the Trent. I'm in Nottinghamshire.
Oh, no, let's not start a fight now. Okay. Come on.
Are you a Forest fan or a Notts County fan?
I'm not a football fan, I'm afraid.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
It's not for everyone, Michael. Yeah.
He's got the picket teams there, isn't he? And he doesn't even go for one.
Exactly.
And what do you do? What's your job?
I'm a farmer, farm worker.
Oh, awesome. Are you a fan of Clarkson's Farm?
Massive fan.
Good.
Huge fan.
Yeah, it's very good.
Watched everything.
Yeah.
God knows how many times.
Who's your favourite on the show?
Oh, it's Gerald and Alan the Builder.
Everything's going to cost $100,000 with Alan the Builder, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gerald's
oh my
great.
God. So what are your hours then working on the farm?
At the minute, it's basic hours, 39 hours a week. But in the summer, anything up to 100.
Oh my God.
And is harvest time the 100 hour time?
Yeah. Yeah.
When's that, August?
Starts next month.
Next month.
End of next month. Oh. All being well.
Michael, how many acres?
5,000.
Jeepers! Whoa. What?
5,000 acres.
5,000?
Wallop.
Yes. Yeah. Small farm. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. I've got 2 acres. But that's only because I just walked into the side of the desk.
Hey.
Hey.
Nice.
Thank you.
There he is.
It's a joke there about my testicles, Michael.
That was good. I enjoyed it.
Well, listen, you put the hours in.
Yeah.
Are you a family man, Michael?
I am.
You've got 2 girls, haven't you?
No.
You've got two boys, isn't it?
One boy,
that's right. It. You've got Charlie, haven't you?
Yeah, Barnaby.
Charlie Barnaby.
I mean, I wasn't a million miles away.
Charlie B.
Nearly.
And your wife, Amelia.
My significant other, Alice.
Alice, that's what I said.
Yeah,
lovely.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, here's the good news. For putting all those hours in on the farm, just for being on this game today, before you've even had a guess, I'm going to give you £1,000.
absolutely fantastic.
There you go.
Nice one.
So well done. You've got £1,000. Now we can get into the game and see if you are going to fluke it and win 25,000. Are you up for that?
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah.
Let's play the game. £39 a week.
Mm.
God, what an easy life that is compared to us radio DJs.
Absolutely, as a work show farm.
Oh, God, what a living.
Can I just say, I don't own the farm. I work on the farm.
No.
All the Texas
yes.
state, you know,
yeah.
rich farmers and all that.
But you'll take it over one day, Michael. I can see in your future.
Maybe.
Never know.
All Never right. Know. So. £25,000 is a lovely amount of money that'll be in your bank account if you get this right.
Mm.
So wish you all the best. Now,
thank you.
Before you tell us who you think the answer is, why have you gone for this artist?
It's just on the way into morning, I was just sort of racking my brains. I thought, yeah, it could be. Who knows? It could be this one.
So it only pops into your head today?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. I mean, it makes no never mind, really, because it's pure guesswork.
It is.
So, it's £25,000, Michael, on your farm. Somebody else's farm. Michael, who's the artist that you think will unlock the box?
Chris, I think the artist is Stereophonics.
Stereophonics. So because I don't know...
Sorry.
we'll find out.
Mm.
It's £25,000 inside the box. You get £1,000 regardless.
Yes.
Are we locking in your answer?
Yes, please.
Okay, let's lock it in.
Your answer is locked in.
Right, so it's locked in now, so there's nothing you can do about it. If you suddenly realise, oh no, I don't think it's them anymore, there's nothing you can do about it. But maybe you're right.
Mm.
Shall we
who
find...
Who knows?
Who does know?
Who knows?
Wow. I'll answer that question in about 10 seconds. For £25,000, is the correct artist Stereophonics?
You are wrong.
And to answer your question, who knows? Well, I'll tell you who knows. John.
Not me.
Because on Thursday of last week, John said...
Stereophonics.
Stereophonics. And he was wrong.
It shows I wasn't listening on Thursday.
You literally, we're only on day 7, right? So there's only been, up to yours, 6 guesses so far, and you've just repeated one of the 6.
Tremendous. Fantastic.
That right. said, you still get some money.
You're joking me.
John, calm down. Michael, you still get £1,000.
You do.
Thank you very much.
Lucy has texted saying, God, he's going to feel a right div in about 10 seconds.
Oh.
Yeah, I do.
Well, listen, I tell you what, I'll feel stupid for 2 minutes if you give me £1,000. I think it's a pretty good deal.
Definitely.
Well, I've got a grand more than her, haven't I? Sorry.
Exactly.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Listen, thanks for playing. Well done. Enjoy your money. It's still £1,000. She's fantastic.
Thank
so
you.
Enjoy. Thank you for listening and good luck on the farm.
The box remains secure.
What a shame that earlier on this morning when I was reading out the question, I didn't go through every single guest so far that we've had.
Oh.
That included...
Stereophonics.
Yeah. You did?
Oh, I know.
Stereophonics.
No, I was being ironic, sorry. James. There you go.
You're joking me.
I'm not joking you at all, John.
Stereophonics.
It's not stereophonics. Now, here's the thing. You can mock Michael and go, oh, you idiot. What idiot? He's just wasted. Or you can thank him because he didn't say what you're thinking might be the right answer. He might have just done you a massive favour because you could be on tomorrow, day 8 of the £25,000 box game. You could get it right. And I tell you, Even if you said
Stereophonics,
you'd be wrong, but you still get £1,000 just for playing. So I need to give you a brand new qualifying question. Now, pay attention if you're new to this game. The way you can get on tomorrow to play for 25,000 and to walk away with a guaranteed 1,000 is by texting in the word box followed by your answer to the question I'm going to give you. It has to be on a text, not WhatsApp. That text has to start with the word box, nothing else. So you write box, then you put the answer to the question. Here is the question. 25 years ago, on the banks of the Thames, a new big wheel opened as a tourist attraction. What's it called? 25 years ago, on the banks of the Thames, a new big wheel opened as a tourist attraction. What's it called? Text the word box, B-O-X, followed by the correct answer. Then you will send that to 83936, all right? So box, followed by your answer, 83936. That text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. You must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. That's Wednesday. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. The full terms, conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. Michael gets £1,000.
Absolutely fantastic.
Lucy doesn't.
Well, I've got a grand more than her, haven't I?
There you go. And it returns tomorrow, the £25,000 box game.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
All my life I've been searching for something. Something never comes, never leads to nothing. Nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close. Closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long I dream of the day when it comes around and it's taken away. Leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most. Feel it come to life when I see your ghost.
texting saying, can you ring me tomorrow? I'm convinced I know it. It's Stereophonics.
Stereophonics.
That is Foo Fighters and All My Life. Captain Crapbeard said to me, apparently Robbie Williams did that on Friday night at the gig that I went to.
Right.
Robbie Williams did All My Life.
Oh, and how Captain, was it?
Captain asked me that.
Hmm.
And in fact, his words were, do you remember it?
Ah, right, okay.
Because he's found out that I had a few drinks at the gig.
He had one or two, apparently, yeah. A
couple of lemonades.
That's right.
I remember all the songs he did.
Yeah?
Strong, most probably. Millennium, right. Probably did that.
Okay.
Oh, Before I Die, maybe. I don't know. I need the set list.
Should we have a look at the set list and see what you remember?
Don't worry about it. No. I told you, it wasn't until Saturday afternoon, I remember, or Sunday, that I remembered that Five joined him on stage. Yeah.
Five?
Yeah, the band Five.
Did they?
Yeah, they did Keep On Moving.
First time they were on stage for 25 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Gosh.
Imagine forgetting something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like I just saw Led Zeppelin Reform, for God's sake, is it really? Come on.
The Chris Miles Show.
Morning, Five.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the all-electric Škoda Elroq. Discover a mid-sized SUV ready to go.
Radio X.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats, let dogs share our beds, and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
I know how I like to invest. That's why I choose eToro. Access to global markets, expert analysis, shared knowledge. On eToro, I pick my own investors.
Wait, what?
Pick my own stocks.
Choose your mix of assets or copy top performing traders. Yep, all in one app.
eToro.
Join today. eToro is a multi-assets investment platform. Copy trading does not amount to investment advice. The value of your investments may go up or down. Your capital is at risk.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cooked my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most. Get cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham.
Pay less, do more.
With London Northwestern Railway.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dreams stock clearance sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams, love your bed.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
The future is unpredictable at times. But the Open University are the experts in distance learning, allowing you to fit study around your life. What's more, you'll have support from dedicated tutors every step of the way. Now, suddenly your possibilities are open. Search the Open University to find out more. The Open University. The future is open.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Did you do Angels?
Oh, so I'm told.
Right, okay. Oh, so you don't remember by then either.
So
okay,
I'm told, fine. Yeah.
I feel a lot better about it. The £25,000 box game returns tomorrow on the Chris Moyle Show. It could go any day. It could have already gone, but it hasn't. And it could have gone today, but it didn't, because Michael said the same answer that was given on Thursday, even though today's only Tuesday. Mm. But he's got at least he's got a grand more than Lucy, who texted.
That's very true.
That's lovely.
Yeah, well done.
All our listeners are just fighting each other while we just sit here and metaphorically laugh. Boy George is here in about an hour's time. Boy George, actual Boy George, here at about 9:30. Radio X.
Take me where I stand. She believes.
called Oasis. Some new music from them. I think they come from Manchester.
Okay, one to watch out for.
Apparently they're brothers.
Right.
Yep, Liam and Paul Gallagher are their names.
That's right.
I see. I predict big things for that band there. Yeah. Oasis, named after, of course, the soft drink.
There's a guitarist called Boneyhead, apparently, as well.
Yep, just reading. And that is their new song, which is called L-Y-L-R.
Oh,
so there you are.
Pretty good.
Hey, speaking of new music, I've got the Radio X record of the week for you. This is the new song from Pulp, and it's called Got to Have Love at Radio X. Neil for texting in and ruining my enjoyment of the new Pulp song Got to Have Love, because all his text is Boney M, Daddy Cool. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
And as I was reading it, he was going, oh, 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 oh. And I'm reading, Daddy, Daddy Cool. Oh, thanks for that.
That's lovely.
It's growing on me.
Yeah, like it.
It's a tricky one because what was the last one? Spike Island.
Spike Island, yeah.
It's brilliant.
Really good.
And so when I heard that yesterday, I'm like, okay. But
yeah.
Then it's going to grow me. I just know it is. I know it's going to grow me. And by Friday, I'm going to be like, Daddy, Daddy Cool. No, that's, I will not be singing that.
No.
So Rob DJ is going on his holidays.
Lucky sausage.
Right now, he's on a plane. Now, I don't know if he's got Wi-Fi, whether he's listening to the show, but he's unavailable for his quiz.
He is, yes. He's in transit.
Any chance to not do the quiz, Rob grasps that opportunity with both hands.
Yeah.
So instead, James Robinson...
Alrighty then.
...is going to do Rob DJ's quiz.
Back by popular demand, this is...
James Robinson's...
...Jay's Pub Quiz, only on Radio X.
And here he is, it's James Robinson.
Rob DJ.
Morning, James.
What did you say?
I said Rob D. James.
Oh, mate.
Yeah. Rob D. James.
Yeah, we heard him.
He's got a holiday coming
James.
Up.
James. I should go.
Should have a holiday.
I should go.
Really have a holiday.
8:47 is the time, and James has a quiz for us.
Yes, I do. I have five questions. Get your pen and papers ready. And should we go straight in with it?
Are you not doing any of his spiel?
Do you want to talk about Leeds United briefly or not?
Yeah.
Have you seen Elland Road?
Yeah. I have.
What about it?
Yeah.
More importantly, have you?
It's good, isn't it?
You're talking about the new plans for the new stadium?
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Oh, the new plans.
Are you, have you seen the... What's your thoughts about Angus Kinnear?
Angus, he's a good lad.
Are you a fan?
I am a fan.
Okay.
So... He should come to the stadium as well.
Well, right. I mean, obviously he's got another new stadium to go to first, isn't he?
Yes, he does. So he'll be going double shifting.
What do you mean
double shifting?
It'd be
all right.
Who did you say again? Sorry,
Angus Kinnear.
So I've got a text.
You've got a text on your laptop.
We're talking about Leeds United, of course.
Yeah.
You know who he is, don't you? James DJ.
Yes, I do.
Right.
Who is he?
He's, don't you mean the chief executive of Everton?
That's right, because he's left us, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah, he's left, he's gone to Everton.
But you've invited him to see our new stadium?
Yes, because he misses it.
Right, he's only just left, hasn't he?
Yeah, but he left his satchel.
Who was your favourite player of the last season, James, do you think, for Leeds? Who really shone for you?
Oh, that's a tricky one, Dom, to be fair, because there was a lot of outstanding performances.
Who would you go for, James?
I like the goalkeeper.
Oh, yeah. I just knew you were.
Really? That's who you'd pick?
The first name on the list he's just found.
James only ever mentions the goalie.
I also liked Joe Rothwell.
Yeah, Rothwell was good.
Yeah, he's good.
Who else?
Wilfred.
Nonto, Willie Nonto.
Willie Nonto.
Yeah.
He's good.
Would you?
I call him Wilfred, his full name.
Who would you say, or...
Come on, Wilfred.
I've got to do the quiz.
Okay, all right, let's get into the quiz.
Question number one.
Are we switching that text off?
Turn off your text. No cheater bits of my quiz.
All right.
This is no prizes, so don't care. Question number one.
Question number one.
Question number one.
Question number one.
Disney's first animated feature film was released in 1937. But what was it?
Oof.
I'm going to make a joke, Dom.
1937.
First animated feature film.
Yep.
Was released in 1937. What was it?
I think it's got to be that, hasn't it?
Do you have it?
Yeah. Yeah, I do, because I know the answer. So I wrote it down. That's how the game works. Because that's how the game is designed.
Question number two.
Question number two.
Question number two.
Question number two.
Science one here for you.
Oh, great. My favourite.
What is the freezing point of water? In Fahrenheit.
Oh, Fahrenheit.
F.
Hey, listen. Now, Bruce Hornsby's written a song about it, randomly.
And what did he say about
it? Can't remember.
What's it called?
Can't remember.
He wrote a song about it?
He did write a song about it.
Have a think about it. Question number three.
Question number three.
Question number three.
Question number three.
ChatGPT now has 400 million users. But what does GPT stand for?
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, my God.
You know,
I've never known.
I've never even thought about
it.
You can have half a point if you get one word right.
Oh, that's good, actually.
ChatGPT. You know this, Dom.
I don't.
You don't.
I never use it. I don't think I've ever used it, actually.
That's got to be that.
Okay.
Ready?
That's got to be that.
I don't know.
Question number four.
Question number four.
Question four.
Question number four.
Elizabeth Hurley is 60 today.
Wow.
Happy birthday.
She is in Austin Powers, The Spy. No, Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery.
Oh, okay.
Right, go
on. What year was that released?
Oh, I thought you were spying.
Austin Powers.
What was the movie called again?
International Man of Mystery.
Liz Hurley's a very attractive woman.
Yeah.
I could be on for a zero here.
And your last one?
Do you think she listens to our show?
Hope so.
Yeah. Morning. Question number five.
Morning, Liz. Question number five.
Question number five.
What is the name of the currency in Spain they had before the euro?
Yes.
Yeah. I might have got a point. Which is great in a quiz.
That's your questions done.
They're trickier than when Rob does it.
Are they?
Yeah.
We'll go through the answers after Sum 41 and In Too Deep.
Only.
On Radio X.
That's good.
On the Chris Miles Show.
Oh, that'll do, just leave it.
Rob DJ's Chris.
Oh, you crashed it. We're stopping stalling. We're running in circles again. Just as things were looking up, you said it wasn't good enough. But still, we're trying one more. Maybe we're just trying too hard, when really it's closer than it is too far. Cause I'm in it too deep, and I'm trying to keep up a bug in my head instead of going under. Cause I'm in it too deep, and I'm trying to keep up a bug in my head instead of going under, instead of going under. Seems like each time I'm with you I lose my mind, because I'm bending over backwards to relate. It's one thing to complain, but when you're driving me insane, well then I think it's time that we took a break. Maybe we're just trying too hard, when really it's closer than it is too far. Cause I'm in it too deep, and I'm trying to keep up a bug in my head instead of going under. Cause I'm in it too deep, and I'm trying to keep up a bug in my head instead of going under, instead of going under, instead of going under. Sum 41 there, and In Too Deep. Rob DJ was listening on the plane, by the way, but they're pushing back now and they're heading to the runway.
So. Back by popular demand, this is
James's
DJ's Pub Quiz.
James's.
Only on Radio X.
Right, we're going to have to fly through the answers rather than do them after the news. We're very, very late for the news, James. I think you've thought this through badly.
Question number one. Disney's first animated feature film was released in 1937. What was it? Dom.
Mickey Mouse.
Chris.
Fantasia.
I thought it might be Fantasia. I'll say that.
The answer is actually Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Oh, is it?
Is it?
No, it's Fantasia. I get a
in
point.
In 1939, I get a point there.
What is the question number two.
Yeah, question number two.
What is the freezing point of water in Fahrenheit? Captain.
I've put 54 degrees Fahrenheit.
Chris.
32 degrees.
12.
The answer is 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
I get another one.
Well done.
Just give yourself a point, it's James.
Oh, right, okay.
Just say you're right.
Oh, we don't respect him, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Okay, tick that.
Question number three.
Question number three.
ChatGPT, what does GPT stand for? Right, start with Dom.
Generated predictive text.
Ooh.
Doesn't make sense.
Captain.
I've put generative or generate personal or professional, I can't decide, tool.
Ooh.
Okay, Chris.
Now, generative.
Yeah.
Pre-something text.
I feel good about tool.
I like text.
Generative. Yeah. Gets you half a point. You all get half a point.
Yeah.
Generative pre training transformer.
Oh, really?
Do I get anything for pre?
No.
Oh.
So half a point.
Half a point.
Pre-craining.
Generative pre-training transformer.
Oh, there you go. Craining.
Question four.
Four.
Liz Hurley's 60. She was in International Man of Mystery, Austin Powers. What year was that released?
I do this radio show every single day.
Yes.
Start at 6:30.
Yes.
My alarm goes off at 4:45.
Yeah.
But I don't mind being up early in the morning.
No.
What's the question?
Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery. When was that released? Chris.
2000.
Dom.
Oh, is it? I put 98.
Captain.
I said 2000.
97.
Oh, damn it.
I had 97, changed it.
Finally, question for five.
Final question for five.
Pesetas.
Pesetas is correct. That was the codes before the Euro. How did you do?
I got 1.5.
I got 5. 2.5.
I got 2.5.
2.5. Well done.
God, where's Rob DJ?
Do I get a point for Fantasia?
No, that's wrong.
Then 2.5. Bring back Rob DJ. Yeah. All is forgiven.
He's up
and
next
that
week.
Was James's Bye. Quiz.
This is Rob DJ's pub quiz on Radio X.
I tell you what, though, the speed that we just did that, I should do that every week with Rob DJ. Fly it.
The Chris Moyles Show.
And we all learn something.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Jump into the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Tic Tac gets it. Rain on a weekend is rough. But look on the bright side. Now there's zero risk of turning up to work Monday with the kind of sunburn that would make a salmon wince. Plus, barbecue food tastes better drenched. It's a fact. For legal reasons, we need to clarify this is not a fact. So feel the rain on your skin. And enjoy it. Tic Tac. Refresh your perspective.
B&Q and Trade Point's Big You Can Do It sale is back. Save big with loads of unmissable summer deals in store and online. You can do it when you B&Q it. Ends 1st of July.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Stock Clearance sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Searching for a holiday? Here's an idea. Don't type cheap flights to wherever into your browser. You know you do it. Search Kayak instead. Let us do the finding for you. All the great flight deals from hundreds of travel sites, all in one place. Go on, do it. Do it. Listen to the waves. They're calling your name. Not literally, obviously, unless your name is... Kayak. Kayak! You're thinking about it, aren't you? Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
Father's Day's coming, Moonpigs. So show off your novelty stickers, Dad's favourite photos, handwritten messages and unique designs. For the UK's most personalised Father's Day card, nothing beats a...
Moonpig.com.
Use code DAD20 to get 20% off cards. To verify, see www.moonpig.com/personalised.
From the director of Top Gun Maverick.
Formula One...